The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks a bunch for tuning in today. Omaha Community Playhouse has another play opening October 30th, running through November 15th. The story just fascinating. It centers around Charlotta von Malsdorf, who lived through both Nazi Germany and Soviet Germany as an openly transgender woman. And the role has almost always been played by cisgender men. The Omaha Community Playhouse felt it was essential to cast a transgender woman in this role, and Natalie Weiss from Lincoln, Nebraska auditioned, was great, and has garnered this role, and I am speaking to Natalie Weiss right now. Thank you for joining me, Natalie.
Hello. Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
I Am My Own Wife is the name of this production. Can you give us a synopsis of the story that this takes us through?
The playwright, Doug Wright, had a friend named John Marks, who was a reporter for U.S. News and World Report. He was stationed in Berlin in the late 80s and early 90s, and he was there when the wall fell. Charlotta was living in East Germany at the time, and when the wall came down, John became aware of her and her museum over there on the east side, and he wrote his friend Doug and said that he had met this incredibly eclectic individual who had survived the Cold War, and told him a little bit about her and asked if he might be interested in speaking with her. So Doug hopped a plane and went to Berlin and conducted a series of interviews with Charlotta over a handful of years. And the play is basically those interviews condensed into a theatrical way. And it's Doug learning about Charlotta's life, and her struggles, and her museum, and that is basically the show.
Oh, very good. Now, with you playing 35 different roles in it, is this a one person show, or are there other people?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. How did you tackle that?
I don't know, actually. A lot of work. It's the first time I've ever done a one-performer show. It's definitely a unique challenge. You know, you've got no scene partners, no one to bounce dialogue off of. You're just talking with yourself. A lot of accents in this show, and hopefully I've got something put together here that people will be entertained by, and I'll be able to command the stage for 90 minutes for all of these folks.
Sure. As you've gone through rehearsals and lived in these roles, and particularly the role of Charlotta von Malsdorf, what portions of this character and of this person, if any, have impacted you personally?
Well, Charlotta and I, she definitely had a lot more profound struggles than I have had and other trans women have had who live in Nebraska and in the United States. But a lot of the stigma that she faced is very familiar to me. A lot of her confusion with her family, a lot of sort of, uncomfortableness with dealing with society, the society around her, and dealing with the people in the society around her, is all very familiar to me. And I certainly identified with a lot of that. It's definitely, it's pretty emotional, actually. She and I share a quality that we are both unapologetic about being ourselves. And the way that she did it is very inspiring, and has certainly given me a little bit of a nudge that, you know, I'm doing okay for being a trans person and inhabiting a trans body in society. You know, she worked really hard and found her passion, and she basically said screw it to all of the bigotry that she faced, and that's very inspiring for someone like me.
Would you categorize it as a play with hope?
I think so. Charlotta was a really complicated individual. She did work with the Stasi, the Eastern Soviet secret police, probably as a surviving mechanism. But she She definitely inhabited some strange dichotomies. She was very hateful towards the Nazis and resentful towards the Stasi and towards the Soviets for what they had done to the LGBT community. But she also worked with the Stasi to help uncover some political dissidents and illegal antique dealers that she knew. So she definitely a complicated person, but she had a really hard life, and she got to live all the way to the end of it, living true to herself. And I think that that's a definitely an uplifting thing that can be taken from the show.
October 30th through November 15th at the Omaha Community Playhouse, I Am My Own Wife. If you're curious about tickets and showtimes, one could go to omahaplayhouse.com. Natalie Weiss, the star of I Am My Own Wife, thank you so much, Natalie, for joining me today. Yeah. I do appreciate your time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks again. Have a good day, everyone.